Here are my top five sounds in sports that I love to hear as a fan. Disqualified from this list is the crowd. I think the crowd will be easily number one. For me, they make or break a game. The environment of the game matters to me as much as the game itself. But I just think I'm trying to stay with noises from the actual sport itself, the actual game. So I think the crowd's a little too overpowered, so they're disqualified. So with that being said, here we go. Here's the list. The first honorable mention is a block loud enough that the mic picks it up in basketball. You guys know what I'm talking about. We've seen those monstrous blocks. Extra bonus points if it's pinned against the glass, and extra bonus points if the mic picks up the player yelling, "Give me that!" The next honorable mention, we got really anything that hits the boards in a hockey game. I initially had in my mind, like, the sticks, players tapping their sticks on the boards. That fires me up. I love that sound. But I'm also a fan of just big hits in general, so I'm just gonna lump in big hits, hitting players on the boards in hockey. That sounds phenomenal. And bonus points, if, like in the video game, they hit them in the boards and the glass shatters. All right, number five, we got a golf shot. Personally, I'm a big fan of just hearing the ding when you make a great connection with your driver and the ball. My buddy, we were talking, he wanted the iron shot to be on here. And honestly, that's a great call too. So just whoever's preference, iron or driver, but a great golf shot sounds beautiful. At number four, a little low on the list, we got an iconic sound, the swish in basketball. When you hit nothing but net, that's iconic. But for me, it's a little lower down the list because maybe sometimes I like a little back rim myself, but the swish is good. Or, you know, takes me back to my childhood days. A little ching, playing on a chain link net. Ho-ho! Now that's fun. At number three, we got the pop of the ball going into the mitt. And this can either be from pitching to a catcher, from shortstop to first base. I don't know. Just tossing a ball hard enough where you get that sound, that snap of the mitt. And that's actually an art too. I do that when I'm tossing baseball. Some people have it, some people don't. You can make the pop sound yourself. You can make it seem like your buddy's throwing harder than he is. And I love it. For number two, I got the sound of the bar or the post, hitting the bar or the post, you know, hitting the crossbar in soccer. You know, the goal is to score, but no player is ever gonna tell you that they didn't like hearing the sound of hitting the crossbar, especially if it goes bar down. Beautiful. In hockey, same thing. You hear the ding of the puck against the post, especially if it goes bar down. And then in football, you got a field goal. You know, I had to include it because the doink. The doink is legendary, so that's number two. And then the number one best sound in sport, hands down, without a doubt, is the crack of a baseball bat. And I don't know, there's just something about the crack of a baseball bat during the entire season that just hypes me up. But specifically, the first day of spring training, when your team posts a video of just a player taking BP in the batting cage all by himself, and that crack of the bat, that gets me fired up. Let me know what you guys think and other sounds you guys like.